Hi guys, welcome back to Twenties Life Hack with Rizky Paramita. And in this episode, I also invite my co-worker, Karendi.
Hello.
And Ganesh.
Hello.
Guys, can you describe a little bit about yourself?
Okay, my name is Randy. I'm as a graphic designer here. And I'm what? I'm 8. I'm 27 years old.
Okay.
And what?
Okay, that's all.
Okay. Hi guys, my name is Ganesh. I'm a year 3 student, a business student at the National University of Singapore. I'm here interning at Prosa AI for the last 2 months because right now it's my university holiday. Yeah.
Okay. So in this episode, we will talk about religion. Our opinion about religion.
What did you say?
When we talk about religion, what crossed on your mind?
You first.
My parents they follow the religion of Hinduism, and Hinduism is a very big religion in India, and the majority of Indians are Hindus. The Hindu practices differ very much from the Muslim practices. Like things like we worship cows as God, so we don't eat beef. We also have temples, and temples are very differently designed compared to the mosques. We also have gods in many different forms. Instead of just one figure, we have gods for education, gods for knowledge, gods for
nature,
fighting, every aspect of life. There's a god that represents that aspect of life. So to me, the first thing that comes to my mind about religion is the differences between Hindu and Muslim religion, especially now that I've been in Indonesia for the past 2.5 months.
Which majority religion is Muslim?
Muslim, yeah.
How about you, Karendi?
I'm a Muslim, and I believe every religion has the same rule. Every religion don't teach every religion teach the same thing. They teach
the values.
Yeah, the values. For the political.
Kindness? No.
No. Not kindness.
Peace.
Yeah, something like peace. Something like.
I don't know why, but I feel like sad. It's like a very huge concept and very
happy. Because in Indonesia has a really, really bad issue for religion.
True, that's why I'm sad.
A very big issue.
Yeah, because Muslim in Indonesia, usually people in Indonesia look at Muslim like a terrorist, something like it's not good for Muslim in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. So we have to make it better. Like as a Muslim in Indonesia, don't do the right thing. Muslim in Indonesia is majority in Indonesia, but Muslim in Indonesia, people make it this country is like Muslim country.
Yeah.
That's the not right thing.
Like Arabian country then.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they don't think about the Christianity, Hindu, and other religion.
Okay.
Yeah. We're so dominating. Mm. And we often forget.
Yeah.
There is that other religion have different habits.
Yeah.
So you're saying that in Indonesia, the way of life doesn't consider other minority religions, only focuses mainly on Islam and Muslim.
Supposedly, I think yes, we should. But religion itself is kind of hard. I mean, like, I think we often forget what is the priority. The priority is actually to make peace, right? But we often make, you know, like, mistakes on putting priority. And then I feel like many people, probably me as well, I'm like, doing the wrong thing on putting the priority.
In Singapore, it's pretty interesting because...
You want to drink? We're making a podcast, actually.
You're making a podcast?
Yeah.
In Singapore, it's pretty interesting because, like, in school, we grew up learning about... There's a subject or a time in school that says you need to learn about national education. And one of the components of national education is to learn about living in a society where there's racial harmony, there's religious harmony. Racial harmony means people of different races, like Indians, Chinese, Malays, all mixed together.
Indian, Chinese, Malays.
Yeah. And that's races. There's also religious harmony. So religious harmony is like Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, Christianity. They all live together harmoniously, like together without any fight. I took a module in school about, in university, about world religions.
World religions. Yeah. So there is a course.
In NUS, in National University of Singapore, there is a module that's called World Religions.
Wow,
and you learn about different religions.
Yeah.
And one of the things I learned about the Singapore society is, I think Singapore is one of the countries, in one of the few countries in the world that has a law that says if you speak badly about another religion, you will be jailed, fined or punished.
That's cool.
Yeah. So you are not allowed to do anything that affects the stability of the society. You're not allowed to talk bad about different races, different religions, or you cannot even post anything on social media badly about any other religion. You could be jailed for that. So that's one way Singapore ensures everyone has an equal say in the society. Yeah.
Have you ever found the person?
You cannot learn in about that in Indonesia.
You can't.
Why?
In Indonesia, because it's a Muslim, like the Muslim people is like, I'm the right. We are the right religion, and you know, everyone make a like quit the hate speech in Facebook and something, make the chaos, you know, make it like power for politic issue. Something like that.
So are you talking about if we have that kind of law?
Yeah.
Then there are too many people inside the jail.
Is that what
you mean?
Yeah.
But do you have like friends from other religions? Like
I have a lot of friends from other religion.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Because I need to learn about other religion. I have a friend from Catholic, Buddha, Hindu. I was in Kudus Night. You know Kudus Night?
So you joined the Kudus Night?
Yeah, I joined the Kudus Night.
That's great.
I joined the Kudus Night because in 24 December, it is Kudus Night. We are five people. My fourth friend is from Catholic. So I just following them to Kudus Night. I want to know how they're doing. Yeah, I just following.
Okay, interesting.
I'm also feel lucky that my senior high school is a boarding school. So that school selectively pick students from all over Indonesia. So I have a roommate from Papua, from Bali, from many great places in Indonesia with different religions. and I find harmony there. I find it there.
Is there like when you see some, like, let's say now you all are okay because you all are open to other religions, but generally does the population meet people outside their own religion? Like, do Islam or Muslim people have friends in Christian friends or Buddhist friends, or do they stay away? Do they not mix?
I think people at our age are quite open to religion.
The older people, for example.
But sometimes our parents know. Yeah, like I say to you, I has a girlfriend in Catholic, so my parents told me this need to move to Muslim. I think every parents in Muslim do like that.
Okay.
Yeah. They like that.
But do they have friends who are Christians? Does your father have Christian friends?
Yeah.
Oh, he has. So that's not a problem. Having friends of other religions is not a problem.
It's not a problem.
Only when it comes to marriage and relatives. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's because in Muslim, you need to find a couple with Muslim as well. I think.
Same for Christian as well, right?
Oh.
Christians also need to marry someone who's Christian.
But I want, if I marry with her, if I married with her,
one of you must change.
Yeah. No. If I married with her, I want she stay in her religion. I stay with me and my religion.
But you can't have that.
Actually, we can. We can.
Okay.
We can married in Bali.
Okay.
Yeah. Married in Bali. I don't know. We can or not in Bali.
What? Sorry.
We can married with
different
religion, mm-hmm. But can we?
I think people will stare at
it. No, but is there a law or a regulation saying you cannot marry someone of a different religion?
No formal law.
No formal law. Okay.
Just informal law that most people build in our society.
Okay. But in Bali, it's okay. People don't.
But we only marry in country legality. We have two legality from here.
Okay.
The one is religion legality, and the second one
country
legality. So if we marry with different religion, we only get the country legality.
Okay. What is the other one?
The religion legality.
Oh.
Well, I just know it.
Means your marriage is not legal.
You legal in country,
but not in religion.
In religion.
Okay. Why? What happens if it's not legal?
Actually, we legal. Actually, we legal live in Indonesia, but in religion, no.
So you cannot go to the mosque. You cannot.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Yeah. But is there's a big problem in the future. Mm. I mean, like. What the religion of our kid?
Okay.
The problem from our parents, our circle.
Okay.
Because in Indonesia religion is the big issue.
Yeah, I think a lot of pressure.
Yeah, a lot of pressure.
There's a lot of people asking about.
Have you all heard of this king in the past called Genghis Khan?
What is that?
He's a very famous king, like a ruler, empire ruler. The reason why he was so famous is because at one point of time in history, he held the largest land mass under his territory. He's a Mongolian king, a Mongolian ruler. And one of the things he did when he expanded his empire, that means he goes city by city fighting, right? He gets more and more people to join his land. He, even 1,000 years ago, already allowed different religions to exist side by side. So he didn't force anyone to convert from Islam to something else or from Christianity to something else. And because of that, all the people lived like harmoniously, like together. No fight, no nothing. But he was smart enough to do this 1,000 years ago. Interesting.
My auntie is actually in Bali right now.
Oh, yeah.
She marries Christian guy, I think.
your auntie?
Yeah, my auntie.
So your auntie moved to Christian, yeah. Or your yeah. auntie moved to Christian?
Yeah.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My parents told me if we married, I asked to my girlfriend that who to move is you. Because why? Because if we married, the lead of the family is me. You know?
Yeah.
What I'm teaching with my family if I don't know about Christian.
Yeah.
That's true.
This is so sad because like my mother, the inner circle understand her decision, but not the other.
Yeah, I think your auntie do the right thing because you know. the man is the leader of the family, you know. What the leader teach if he don't know about the religion, you know. I'm a Muslim, I'm the leader of the family, so my girlfriend need to move to Muslim because I teach about what we know, what I know. If I move to Christianity, I don't know about Christianity. What?
Christianity.
Yeah, Christianity.
Hello, Kak Erik. Welcome. Kak Erik is my team leader. Do you want to describe yourself? Or should we go?
Okay. I know him. He know me.
But the audience doesn't know you yet. Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, have you ever heard about this guy? The longest relationship is not a distance. It's the religion.
Yeah.
The longest, the hardest.
Yeah, it's the yeah. I heard this.
The longest relationship.
It's not about the distance.
It's not about the distance.
Okay. The longer relationship is really dear.
Okay, that's it.
You got it.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Actually, my parents have different religion.
Oh yeah.
My father is Christian.
Until now.
He was dead. He passed away.
He's so funny. I know.
Sorry.
I mean your mother.
Even not.
With different religion.
When married, my father was Islam.
Oh, your mother is Christian.
No, my mother is Islam. My father also convert to Islam.
That's
formality. It's for formality. But it's for formality, right?
But he doesn't follow any of the practices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes there is only for formality, you know.
Oh, okay.
Only for formality. Only for.
What?
So your mother convert?
No. My father convert to
Islam.
My mother was Islam.
At what age you know about that? You understand about that your parents have different religion initially?
From when I was a child.
Like kindergarten?
I don't know exactly. But I know from
when I was are you so funny?
Child. Yeah, something like that. Sometimes they move only for the formality. Formality. Only for you can accept for your family.
But why so sudden talking about this topic? Why so sudden talking about this thing?
No.
It is crossing our mind to talk about religion. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Talk about religion. Yeah.
We don't have anything else.
Okay.
So your father pray?
Huh?
Your father pray?
Huh?
Your father pray.
He's looking for your friends.
No.
He's looking for your friends.
But my father
just live together.
Sometimes went to tahlilan.
Sometimes.
Always went to tahlilan.
No, your father following the Muslim.
No. Muslim practice.
Yeah, Muslim practice.
Of course not.
Do you Do you follow?
Sometimes.
No.
Oh, you follow.
I follow Muslim practice.
You're so disciplined to the Muslim value. Who teach you that?
But
who taught you?
I don't accept 100% about religion because I believe in science also.
Yeah, we also talk about that.
Because religion cannot be proved. until now, and maybe cannot be proven until then. So I accept, but I don't accept it 100%.
Which parts do you not agree with?
Which part? About do kind thing to people is general, right? Not specific to the religion. I believe in that part, but in the religion practice, I think it's debatable.
There is a lot of religion practice, of course, in Muslim, because Indonesia is a lot of genre of Muslim.
Types
of genre, like a NU, Muhammadiyah,
organization.
They is Muslim, but it's different
practices.
I think
it's not Muslim practice.
In religion also there is always the organization within the religion.
Yeah. Different groups.
Different groups. But roughly are three kind of. Muslims.
There is different rule also, mm-hmm. but that what I do is like only solat like five rukun iman.
I never saw you solat.
Rukun iman. It's just like having a bird a lot, but it's like a sunnah also, and then Your pants.
Okay. Yeah, your trouser.
Yeah. It's like a sunnah rasul also.
A little bit higher.
Yeah, a little bit
to
higher.
To this.
You must wear
both.
You must wear.
Some people do.
Okay.
Some people do. Okay. It's like sunnah rasul.
Yeah, I think that's the right groups of people. We're in the center.
Yeah.
But there's also the left.
Yeah, this is conventional and also moderate.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. There's an extreme group on there.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Okay. And there's one that doesn't care at all, like liberal.
Yeah.
Hey, can we change the topic from that relationship and religion to science and religion? Okay. Because that one is so dramatic. Afraid that he will cry.
No, I'm okay.
I put science above religion actually.
Okay.
Because science is something that they experimented. Theorized, but it's experimented, so it's the fact. Mm. But the religion is something that you cannot be proved. Mm. Mm.
So it's what is proven. The thing in religion you find it contradicted with science or your experimentation?
Yeah, he believe the earth is flat.
No, it's not science. No. The earth is flat. It's not science.
You believe that?
No, I don't know.
Or you, Ganesh?
No, I'm perfectly fine.
You know that is.
Who is it again?
The flat earth. You know that is.
I don't know what's the story behind the flat earth.
Oh yeah.
I think the Darwin theory is one of the. In science, the. In the big religion, the human is come from Adam and Eve, right? Mm. So human is the offspring of Adam and Eve, but in science is based on from the single cell and then mutate into multi-cell, and by natural selection become a human we are right now. So there is evidence, biological evidence about that in our DNA actually.
Okay.
About that process, but in religion human just come from heaven, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not acceptable.
Huh?
It's not acceptable.
Yeah, it's not acceptable.
Darwin's theory is more logical to you.
Yeah.
So you believe Darwin.
Yeah.
And then what is the thing that you feel consistent with science? What is the thing in religion you feel most consistent with science?
I think I don't find any consistency actually.
Okay. So after science you have this religion. What is religion for you? What is the benefit you have?
I think the benefit of religion is restrict people. So if in a country, the law is something that restrict people, right? But sometimes the law enforcement cannot enforce several people. So the religion is can enforce people, and we cannot escape God in religion. We cannot escape the God punishment, right?
Alright.
So it's something of restriction that cannot be escaped. Mm-hmm. So it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. So if you did the wrong thing to other people, you breaking the law, you can still escape the law enforcement, right? Yeah, if you are in the higher up in the police, you can escape, but you cannot escape the punishment from God,
okay,
from the religion point of view. So it's people still think twice to did that thing.
So some people,
although they cannot be punished by law enforcement, but they can be punished by God.
Yeah, some people don't believe.
Yeah, he is the highest.
Some people don't believe about the karma. Like what we do, what we get.
What we do is what we show.
Yeah.
Showing. Mm. Show. What is showing?
We do.
Reaping. Yeah.
Mm.
What we reaping. Yang kita tuai.
Oh. Based. Yeah. What we get. What we do. What we get.
Yeah.
But that's for the sake of community. I mean, like for
this
you.
This makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. What?
That makes sense, right?
Mm.
Yeah,
karma.
Yeah. Some people don't believe in karma. There's only what we do, that's what we have. Yeah. Make sense? Make sense?
Yeah. Well, karma is makes sense to me.
So you're afraid of karma as well. That's why you're keeping the good.
Yeah. It's basic actually, if you do good thing to people will
yeah.
do good thing to you
also. I think
also.
It's consistent with what is the law? Isaac Newton law.
Modern Isaac Newton law.
What Isaac Newton?
Action is equal reaction.
True that. Action is equal to the reaction.
Yeah.
It's scientifically proven.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, for yourself, not for the community.
Yeah, I mean the science of the social science is more like statistics. Statistic is tell us if the event happen over a million times, it will be consistent. Like if you toss a coin 1 million times, the head and the tail will be the same, except about 500,000.
Yeah.
But if you just toss one coin once, it only be head or tail, and it's not consistent with the statistic, the probability, which is half, right? Tail is half and head is half. So social science is, I think in the social science, if we measure a lot of people, the average will be the same. But if you see people to people, maybe it's anomaly.
Actually,
do you get what I mean? I said.
But do you get my question? Like, actually, I also believe in science. I mean, like, I like logical things because it makes sense to me. It's easier for me to remember because I'm a forgetful person. So I need to remember the concept of it.
Mm.
But this religion, I feel beneficial for me because I cannot cry to many people, you know. So I can cry in front of him.
Mm.
I can ask. I mean, like, I know. But I can do.
It
gives me peace.
It
gives me peace to him and for my surrounding.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. So
like you feel that someone is watching you and protect you, right?
Yeah.
And someone, if you are alone, you can share something to him. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel.
You agree with that?
Mm.
So
I don't know. I rarely feel lonely actually. Yeah, I also occupied myself with education, with studying.
Yeah.
So I only like meditate to rearrange my thought. You know, if you're studying, lot, you have to rearrange the theory, right? So I only meditate for rearrange my thoughts.
Oh, yeah, not while sleeping, no. No, when you're sleeping.
Yeah, in my sleep also, but it's unconscious, alright, in sleeping.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Consciously, you just regroup your thoughts.
Also, previously, Ganesh shared a little bit about in Singapore, there's a module in NUS.
Module.
A course.
Oh, credit.
Yeah. That teach students about all religions.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's a nice idea.
Yes.
In order to make peace, religion, harmony.
Yeah, in Indonesia too, in Catholic school, they teach a lot of religion actually.
But it's
in
kinda
Indonesia.
Silly for Muslim to take a Catholic.
Yeah, Muslim is sometimes narrow-minded actually. I think Muslim is narrow-minded if you compare to other religion, because if you see the people who embrace Muslim is actually in term of the education is still lower than the other religion, yeah. So I think education is really important, I think. Like, they only like in village, they only like follow one leader, the religious leader, and they don't read much about the religion from other source. So they are very narrow-minded and not tolerant.
Honestly, I have ever applied to NUS.
Really?
Or engineering school.
Okay.
So I passed the first selection.
Nice.
So I came for the test.
Okay.
Very hard test.
Okay.
And I left my calculator.
Then?
At home, and I feel like, bye-bye.
You took an exam without a calculator.
Yeah.
You took an engineering test without a calculator. How do you solve problems without a calculator?
Yeah. So I just pray at the time.
Oh, no.
But I don't pass. So if I have a chance to take a study at NUS, then I will take that course.
Oh, nice. Module. Yes, you should.
Yeah.
It's a very nice module.
Yeah.
It's not just one religion, you learn about different religions. So it's like 1 week, every week is a different religion. And I think what's really useful for the module is the marks we get for the module, like it's dependent on how you speak in class. So whatever you speak in class, they give you marks. And given that there are a lot of different religions in the class, you need to know how to put your points across without hurting the other people.
I see.
So that practice in class is also very useful, because that's how we have to behave in the society. What you do in class is what you have to do in society. So everyone who takes the module is trained to speak in a proper way. You don't speak with emotions, you don't speak to scold someone.
That was
an interesting module.
It's sensitive topic, right? So we should have awareness about other feeling.
So to sum up, I think in order to create that religion harmony, I think one of the tips is to balance them with science. Can we say that? Or do you want to add?
I don't think so. I just think that mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you have any belief, don't push it to other belief. Just keep on yourself.
Okay.
Just mind your own business.
Okay, just mind your own business.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing, guys. And thank you as well for listening, guys. And see you.
Thank you. I mean, a lot of